This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, it's Friday. You ain't got nothing to do. A lot of guys are already here hanging out. We invite you to come hang out with us at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We're going to be here until 6, and we got a lot to chop up. And Mike Bell, how many times have we talked about Kyle Pitts and the potential of Kyle Pitts and what we want from Kyle Pitts? Last year I told you guys I thought he was the key to the offense. And you want to say it with me? He did nothing. And now we get reports that the Falcons are receiving calls from various teams, we don't know who, that are interested in potentially trading for Kyle Pitts. Now, this report comes from a guy that we trust. His name's Jordan Schultz. And I just want to read this to you before we dive in. Multiple teams, it could be two, have reached out to the Falcons about the availability.
As in more than one.
Yes. About the availability of tight end Kyle Pitts. Nothing is imminent. And Atlanta would prefer to keep him. But I am told that it will at least take a day two pick to spark conversations. Guys, we're talking about a day two draft pick.
So that's second round, third round, fourth round.
Mike, nobody's giving us a second or third or fourth rounder for Kyle Pitts.
You can hope. Boy can dream, can't he? I mean, you know, I said it, as soon as I saw that story yesterday that Jonnu Smith was probably going to get traded from Miami to Pittsburgh, I was like, can we trade for Pitts to Jonnu straight up? Because I'll take Jonnu Smith, steps right in and makes plays. Plays the position, blocks, does everything.
He was better than Kyle when he was on this team.
And well, ironically, they had him, you know, throwing the ball. Remember that?
Tight end one to tight end two.
Tight end one to tight end two. Another bad memory for Falcon fans. But anywho, yeah, I mean, look, we talked about him, you know, what, 18 weeks in the NFL year, and then we probably talk another 20 weeks. Yeah, probably about half the year we talk about Kyle Pitts. I would love to see him with Michael Penix have a full season.
Okay.
Because, you know, the high water mark for Pitts was the 2-touchdown game in Tampa. Would have been 1 touchdown if they had a pylon cam, but 2 touchdowns. Then we had the touchdown effort against Washington, and I just thought that was some good chemistry between him and Penix. I want to see more of it, but then again, this is like the DeAndre Hunter argument. You might not get more than you ever will right now.
Trade value.
For Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, it's a great point. And we'd love to hear from you guys. Look, the Falcons are going through OTAs. Mandatory minicamp is right around the corner, June 10th, 11th. Everybody will be there. I just, look, if it's going to take this, or they're at least listening to offers, and I respect that, because there's two sides of this for me. One is, if they were to trade him, I might have to retract everything I've said about Terry Fontenot, because this is a true admission that we got this wrong. If they were to trade him, if they keep him and he's not productive and we go through another year of, well, we would have if Kyle Pitts had performed, then they've known what they've known about him and they were reluctant to admit it, Mike, that, you know what, he just doesn't have it, but we're going to stay the course. We've already picked up his fifth year. It's fairly cheap. Let's just stay the course. All I'm saying is, the fact that they're even fielding calls and the answer is not no makes me at least feel better about the front office. But how do you guys feel? Do you want to see Kyle Pitts on this team with Michael Penix this next season?
Well, the thing is, and remember, we did this because, as Carl said, we've had this discussion a few times. If you go back and look at how he's used in the Rams offense, and that's now our offense, Zach Robinson coming from the Sean McVay offense, Higby had basically the identical numbers as Kyle Pitts, if you go back the season before to what we saw with our boy this year. So maybe he just doesn't be a thing. Is this goes is a great debate. Is he a unicorn? Is he a special talent? Or is he just a mediocre talent who's oft injured, who tunes out of games? Or can you untap the potential? Randy Mack, and I've said this to you a million times, he says that the way they use the routes and the way the offense is designed, Drake London is where maybe Pitts should be. So I would love to see Zach Robinson show a little more ingenuity, or maybe they're just fed up with him. And maybe that's how this story has come up, you know, that, oh, hey, we are at OTAs and he's banged up and what the, you know, and let's shop him. I don't know. I still don't think we've ever seen the total package. But then again, maybe Kyle Pitts is just a bust. And some dudes out there that are Kyle Pitts fans have to accept it.
No doubt, because he's not done enough for us to believe that he deserves a long-term extension. And Mike said to me today, Stukes and Bell were live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. He said, so let's just say he has a great year. Okay. Great. We're in the playoffs. Great. I want to see all of that. Mm-hmm. Are you paying him top five tight end money?
Well, you see, the worst case is you have to franchise tag him if you can't come to an agreement. If he's in his bag, who knows? But if he balls, see, here's the good news is if he balls out, we're probably in the playoffs. And then we can discuss franchise tag. We, you know, that the problem is, you know, you wish somebody was calling before the draft. I would love to have had an extra draft pick, a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick. Now we're just pie in the sky. Who knows where we'll be selecting? We do need more draft picks, though, because we've mortgaged a big chunk of our future in this past draft.
Fair enough. And by the way, if you want to make a move for a guy like, oh, let's say Jalen Ramsey, this is how you acquire additional picks to trade for Jalen Ramsey. First of all, you got to be willing to pay Jalen, because he's going to come here, and yes, he's got a great relationship with Ra, but he's going to want to get paid again, because that's just the nature of this. But the other side of it is, Miami's not going to trade him just for nothing.
No, not for fish heads and rice. So, they're going to demand a second-round pick.
So the other way to think about this is, if you were to make a move like this, that might help you shore up your defensive backfield, and certainly your defensive backs room, should I say, when you look at who we drafted and who's already here, and A.J. Terrell and Jesse Bates. 404-726-0929. And Dom has been doing all the things this week. He's done a terrific job. Going to put one more on your shoulders, Dom. Let's put up a poll at Dukes and Bell 929. Do you want to see Kyle Pitts with Michael Penix this year, or would you be okay with the Falcons potentially trading him? And the reason why we're talking about this, again, if you're just joining us or you're just tuning in, however you're accessing the show, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Multiple teams have reached out to the Falcons about the availability of Kyle Pitts. You know, I was hoping that this report would be multiple teams have reached out to the Falcons about Kirk Cousins, but we know that ship
That's
is pretty much set.
That's not going to happen. The only option we really have, and again, I know when you were on vacation, Abe basically went around. He looked at every single backup quarterback in the league, and you could actually argue 90% of the league would take Kirk Cousins if their starting quarterback went down. But, you know, you need a crystal. If you got that one figured out, share the crystal ball with me and give me some stock tips, right? Because we would have already made the deal. You don't know where it's going to go. We have to have him on the roster. It's going to be a little awkward and weird. We've already covered that. But getting back to Pitts, our depth chart, I mean, is if we just basically say the tight end is not important in a Rams-style offense?
No, look, I think it is. I just feel like if he's as versatile as we say or we think he is, where he's playing, Mike, and I hear you and Randy Mack talking about this where he should be and what he should look like. But if he's as versatile as we think he is, because he came into the league, and what do we say? Well, he could play wide receiver.
He's be a unicorn.
He's got 4.4 speed.
20-year-old physical specimen.
He could play wide receiver. My point is this. If he's that versatile, move him around. Why are we so stuck on this is where he has to be, and if he's not on this place on the field, he's going to be non-productive? Move him around.
That's my beef. As much as I've killed Kyle Pitts for the lack of effort, the things that, you know, Rodney Harrison said, a guy that big. By the way, Carl did predate Rodney Harrison's comments on that by about a year. But Rodney Harrison said it, and everyone paid attention on that one on Sunday Night Football when he said a guy that big should not play this soft, a guy this athletic. And then you had Greg Olsen saying he's not running the routes properly. That's a tight end, Pro Bowl caliber tight end. So that aside, as much as I've used that in my argument against Kyle Pitts, I don't think Zach Robinson maximizes talent. Unless, of course, Zach doesn't think he can do the work to make it work.
The other side of this, guys, and again, we're going to get into our Braves hosting the Red Sox. They salvage a game in Philly, thank God. We'll talk about the A.J. Smith-Sharver injury and what that means for our team moving forward. All of that's on the way, and NBA playoff action as well. B-Mac's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour at around 3:20 today. We'll talk to Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion and CBS NFL analyst. The other part about this, Mike, is, to your point, I think you said this, maybe they realize he's just not that good. And if they have come to that conclusion, because I got to tell you something, there are guys on this team that you get calls about and you hang up the phone. Somebody's calling about Jesse Bates. It's, ooh, you're not even listening.
This conversation is over.
You're not even listening. Yeah, I'm interested in what y'all think about maybe trading Bijan. Ooh, phone is right. Dead. If you're taking these calls, it may mean that the front office has felt a certain kind of way. Because to even attempt to say, here's what we're thinking about, tells us that they are more inclined to maybe do it than not do it.
And again, we don't know the specifics of whatever the injury is that has kept him out of the OTAs. Again, they have them for a reason. Some players bellyache about it.
Yep.
They do this. They don't do anything. The NFL doesn't do anything that costs money for no reason. Okay? To turn the lights on, have the guys come in, put on the pad, you know, not no pads, shells. They do it for a reason. If Pitts, just for argument's sake, and I don't know this, so I'm just going to preface that. If Pitts had come in and there was some, nah, I'm not really feeling it today. I can't really go. I got an ankle tweak. And everyone rolls their eyes. I don't know. Is there any correlation with that in this article? I don't know. But sometimes, you know, sometimes that's the case. The final straw. But let's hope it's not.
Let's hope it's not.
Let's hope this guy can get back to being I told Carl on the phone today, I said, I don't even need 1,000 yards. Give me 10 touchdowns. Give me 10 touchdowns, 800 yards. I'm good. Then you're the red zone. You've never been the red zone weapon you're supposed to be. So, I don't know, man. It is interesting, though, and most guys on the text line are saying, Murphy's freaking law, it happens a month and a half after the – or 2 months after the draft.
Yeah, look, that would have been the time that I would have wanted to maybe try to do this if you were going to do it because, again, you would have added picks. You could have maybe maneuvered a little bit more. But at the end of the day, and it's funny because I keep waiting on my phone to either ring and somebody from a certain organization, Falcons, saying, that report is not true. I've not gotten that. Because Jordan Schultz is a certified journalist who covers the NFL, and certainly he don't just put stuff out there.
Right.
I think this is credible, and I also think that there's some truth to this. How much, Mike and I don't know. We can't tell you that for sure. They're talking to 8 or 9 teams because the guy just said, "Well, how many teams? Multiple means more than one." So let's not get carried away.
I mean, by definition, I know the education system standards have fallen, but multiple means more than one. As in two, you know, could be maybe three, but definitely two by definition. So we'll see. I know that I laughed yesterday when I saw that Arthur Smith was talking to the Dolphins about, hey, I need Jonnu Smith over here. You know, okay, you don't have a quarterback, but you'll have another tight end. I love Jonnu Smith. We loved him from the moment they signed him.
Solid.
Great energy leader, does everything you need the tight end to do, and you wish some of that would rub off on Pitts at times. See, that's the thing. I don't definitively know what Pitts is or isn't because – is he in his bag because he doesn't get utilized the right way? Does he not put the work in so it's a dreaded catch 22 so the offensive coordinator doesn't trust him? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I did see I saw a sign, though, last year.
At the end. At the end,
I
did.
I said the Tampa game, he was one of the best athletes on the field.
Yeah.
You know, at that big game, the Commanders, that's that hard red zone play we never get, which we got with him and Penix.
Yeah.
Tantalizes me for this season with Penix.
It does. It teases you.
Right.
It just teases you. I'll say this, and then we'll take some of your thoughts as well at 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929. The game. My conversation with Kyle Smith, the assistant general manager, and I asked him about Kyle Pitts. We played it for you guys last week. It's online. You can check it out. But he just nonchalantly said, hey, you know, Kyle was injured worse than what we assumed, and coming off that injury, it took him a while to get back to where he needed to be. And I was like, and he said it, and I really didn't follow up, but I listened to him, Mike, and it makes me wonder, That injury, did it go into 2 years instead of the 1 year?
So did he need a knee replacement? I mean, what the hell, man?
I don't know.
I've fallen. I can't get up.
I don't know.
I mean, look, we give a guy a year of state of grace, but it just seemed like he never, ever got back. Arthur Smith now.
It's 2 years.
And Arthur Smith would tell us both on the record and off the record that Pitts wasn't right.
Yes.
We got a question up that Dom, because Dom is, like, again, dominating. 92.9 The Game, at 92.9 The Game, would you trade a day two pick for Kyle Pitts? As in – that second, third, fourth round, 62% of our audience says yes, with just a small sample size, 61 votes.
Yeah, man. It's and I think it's a hard thing for Falcon fans because you do, to Mike's point, you see the potential. Dude, if you're catching those balls like you did in the Commanders game, I want you back.
That's a skill set.
I need that on my team. If you are dropping balls, Mike, and creating turnovers like you did, what game was that? That was the Carolina game?
The Giants game. When he basically said, hey – like he was the dink master, like we're playing beach volleyball. Who wants it?
All right, man, we're coming back. We're live at Twin Peaks. We'll open up the phones. Dom, give me a few phone calls. Guys, it's about Kyle Pitts. Listen, if they're listening to offers, they're thinking about this, are you for it or against it? It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, hanging out. Mike, the beer is cold, but that's not the only thing that's cold here.
Oh, yeah. The vibe is good right now. We got Semper Fi to my man right here. My boy, by the way, one of our good listeners, good dude, he just comes up and goes, yeah, man, got to go to a wedding in Martha's Vineyard. And I was like, you'll be the black guy.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. But he is excited to go. He's like, I'm going up. So, friends, right? I'm assuming these are friends or
President Obama. That's true.
But, that's true.
So, but yeah, man. No, it's a great place to visit. Beautiful.
It is.
But we got a great range of audience. And real quick, before we get into our callers, a lot of guys are passionate about Kyle Pitts. A lot of guys lighting up the text line 404-726-0929. Can't read them all on the air. We try. When I walked in the bar, I had on an FSU hat, and a guy's Miami guy immediately starts lighting me up about how Miami's been kicking our butts. And I'm like, I go, dude, so what'd you major in? I go, window tinting? And his buddy goes, oh, snap, he's got you. He's one of those guys, just has the sticker, has the license plate. He didn't go there. But he was a Marine, and so we bought him a shot.
Oh, very nice.
Because we always respect our servicemen and women. But anyway, but that was I literally walked in, and I got a Hurricane fan lighting me up. I mean, you can't. Nothing you can say when you're 2-10. You just got to buy a shot.
No, it's true.
I mean, you can do the usual jokes. You can't spell scum without UM, but there's only so far that goes when you're 2-10.
Yeah, man. Look, sometimes it's down. You have down years, and you hope to bounce back.
Right. What's the line? Sometimes you're the bar. Sometimes you eat the bar. Sometimes the bar eats you.
That's true. I'm just curious to see what they look like. Look, if they get blown out in this Alabama opener.
Coach going to get fired.
It's very possible.
Even with the big buyout, yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on down there. But, again, it's like think of where you are as a Georgia fan. It's the 180 degrees opposite world. It really is. It's a nightmare.
Well, look, it's about sustainability, right? That's what we're talking about. Kirby came in, and he sustained where he's at. And they've gone through, as Texas, as a bunch of teams have gone through multiple coaches to try to figure it out. Until you get that sustainability. And what I mean by that, guys, is, you know, in this day and age, now we're in a day and age where, you know, those programs are talking about Florida State to the world. There's no reason they shouldn't be a top 12 program and certainly in the college football playoff.
They don't have the kind of money that other schools, I think that's something people don't understand. They don't have the kind of deep pockets maybe some other schools have. But getting back to your initial point, you're right. Kirby built a culture. Transfer portals is not a culture. You know, Lane Kiffin is winning games, and he did beat Georgia this year, but he's still got to get to the top of the mountain. But it's an improvement where Ole Miss is, but I just don't think you can live and die with the transfer portal, I guess, is the long and short of it.
All right, well, we hope those guys are safe getting home because I'm sure – did you buy one shot or multiple shots?
One.
Okay, all right, cool, because I saw him leave when I got here. Hey, man,
I had him sign the release.
We're hanging out at Twin Peaks. Let's jump on the phones. I know some guys are waiting to talk to us, and I certainly want to get to you guys because this Pitts thing is interesting. KC, you're up first on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what's going on, KC?
Hey, man, how y'all doing? I just want to say this right quick because I'm out here in the monsoon. But as far as Kyle Pitts go, either you're going to throw to him or make some plays for him. The only time you use him correctly for me was in the first year and then his last year. You're not going to use him properly, just like Coach Smith didn't. Then you need to go ahead and trade him or go for the picks because I hate to see somebody go to waste. Because Junior Miller was the greatest tight end for me that Atlanta's ever seen. But if you're not going to use Kyle Pitts properly, then go ahead and take the picks because I hate to see him get wasted because you're not using him properly.
But do you put anything on Kyle Pitts' shoulders as far as personal responsibility?
Anything on his shoulders?
Do you think he's doing everything? Now, again, if they're not giving him a good sample size, I get your argument, but is he doing everything he needs to do?
As far as I'm concerned here, you're not using him right.
Okay.
If you're throwing the ball to him on a continuous basis, he's dropping passes and doing stuff like that, then we got a problem. Not happening. He had a couple of errors, a couple of mistakes, but you gotta work some plays for him. You gotta make a play for him and use him like you're using other tight ends. What's his name about the Smith guy here, and that was his main objective was to get him here and use him. I didn't like it.
Right.
I don't think any of us did.
We talked about his injury, though. It was a year and a half injury.
Yeah, look.
I mean, that's really what it came down to.
I don't want to make excuses. I'm just saying that, to me, was new news from Kyle Smith, the assistant general manager, when he was like he was more injured than I think people knew.
Well, then he's damaged goods. Either way, well, I can't have him.
No. He's healthy now, but the point is, over the last two seasons, that may have played a role as to why he didn't produce the way that we thought he might. And maybe at the end of last season when we saw those flashes, maybe that's 100% Kyle Pitts that they're talking about and that we're hopefully going to get the entire year this year. But real quick, let's talk about what KC said. KC is putting the onus on the organization, specifically the offensive coordinator. I'm fine with that. As I've said, I just see all these other coordinators be so damn creative and get guys involved
no matter where they're supposed to be or technically where you have them playing on your Madden game, these guys are moving them around, jet screens, motions, all different kinds of stuff. And I find it interesting that we can't do the same thing. So he says it's the organization, not Kyle Pitts. But, Mike, didn't Kirk Cousins allude to him maybe not being in the places he needed to be last year?
Yes, guys, we've heard the coach, the general manager, the offensive coordinator all say, we really like to see the best Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts be the best Kyle Pitts he can be. Now, I can't hit the listener over the head with a hammer because that's manslaughter or assault. But, I mean, these are guys telling you he's not doing the work. That's code for he's not – that's why I asked the question. I wasn't trying to ask a leading question. But, I mean, look, I made the argument first segment. I don't know what he is because if you look at what the Rams' offense was, their tight end was pedestrian. And then we get into our expectations. We were sold this guy as a unicorn. So what is it? You know, I mean, and then Zach Robinson has to be a stinking idiot if he's not trying to maximize the talent if this guy's as good as we think he is. So maybe he's not as good as we think he is.
And if you're just joining us, the reason why we're talking about this, Jordan Schultz reporting that multiple teams have called the Falcons about Kyle Pitts to see if he's available. The Falcons apparently would like to keep him, but they have made it clear it's going to at least take a day two pick. Mm. So that's why we're discussing this.
Most of our audience thinks they'll get a fifth rounder at best.
Dude, there's no way. I just don't feel. Look at the Randy Moss didn't get a day two pick.
No, that was a second or a third round.
Seriously, right? it's ridiculous. Chris in College Park, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on, Chris?
Man, great topic, and I'm coming in hot. I've been thoroughly disappointed with Kyle Pitts, and I think I'm more in Mike's corner. I think more of the onus is on him than on the Falcons. Obviously, I know D. Ritty and Mariota weren't the best quarterbacks, but, and I'll get to a few points, I saw Brock Bowers play with the Raiders last year and got the yards that he got. I don't think Kyle Pitts wants it like we want it for him. That attitude has got to get out of the building. When he said that famous line, you guys punch it up, I just work here, I think that said it all. And sometimes high draft picks, late draft picks, they just don't work out. I don't think he's happy here. And the last thing, we've got another first-year quarterback coming in, per se. You know, Penix is basically a rookie, a la D. Ritty. And I don't want Penix to have to be trying to pick up Kyle Pitts or get him the ball or make him feel better. I know quarterbacks are leaders. I want a good attitude around our boss quarterback, and I'm all for him getting traded. Peace.
Great stuff.
You know, also, I just work here.
We laughed, but we were also so discouraged about that comment. That is such a I don't give a crap comment if you've ever heard one. Like, I'm just showing up, bro. I mean, y'all lucky to see me today. Like that comment when it happened, and this goes back to last season. Again, Mike, we don't assume everybody listens every day, and you know that what we're talking about. That was a comment he made. In regards to what was going on with Cousins and the quarterback stuff, and it was just like, no, you're one of the leaders. You're one of the top draft picks on this team, one of the highest draft picks in this franchise. You have a voice, and we want to know that you give a damn.
And you're getting paid the top five money. Guys, there is a serious difference between the top five and what James Pierce Jr., for instance, is going to make this year for the Falcons. So, I mean, it's not like, well, he's on a rookie deal. I mean, it's a nice piece of change. And look, and not trying to make this personal because Kyle is a family man and a good dude, but sometimes I just wonder where the Valentine is. But as we said, like everything that happens to do with the Atlanta Falcons, there's never a black and white, cut and dry answer. Everything is always shaded in gray. No one can ever have a consensus. He sucks. He's good. No, it's the OC. But I do ask some of our audience to look in the mirror. Do you have a problem with personal responsibility? Because some guys do. And it's like, come on, man. This guy's been given some great God-given talents. Let's see some of it.
Our last caller alluded to the Raiders. I just want to recap this for you. Aiden O'Connell, Desmond Ridder, Carter Bradley were the quarterbacks last year. Gardner Minshew was on the injured list.
How'd that boy do at tight end?
He was an all-pro. I just want to point that
Talk
out.
Talk about Brock Bowers, you guys not
Correct.
Following our gist.
Correct.
Right.
And this is something I said even last year. Sometimes it's not about who's throwing you the ball, man. It's about you making plays. We're coming back. Braves come back home after losing a series to the Phillies. We also will talk about what else is going on around the NBA because that Eastern Conference series just got more interesting. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, some guys are not like others, that's for sure. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we discuss this rumor, and you know I don't start them, I just talk about them once they're out, about Kyle Pitts potentially and his availability, and the Falcons saying, yeah, look, day two pick, we might start have a conversation. I still believe in my heart of hearts that he's going to be here when the season starts. That's what I believe. Unless somebody blows him away with an incredible deal. Look, it could happen. But I think, you know, when you start looking at when those kinds of things take place, Mike, they usually take place around the draft. And that's why the draft is so big. You saw the maneuvering and the deals and the trades and all of that stuff taking place. And now we're a year, you know, away from the next spring draft next year. And you say, okay, well, there's still the trade deadline in the NFL. There is, guys. But I'll be honest with you. The trade deadline in the NFL has very little impact. It is rare when a guy comes in and changes a team in the NFL when you get traded in, you know, 3 months into the season. So I know they moved the date up, but that's another thing that guy hit me up. He says, what if they just wait and do it during the trade deadline? Okay, they could. But I think right now, if you're going to do it before the season.
Right. And again, now if Kyle Pitts is having a bad year, the value goes down. You're never going to get a day two pick. And by the way, day two, I want to make sure we correct this, get it right. Day two is round second and third.
Third.
Saturday is day three. That's rounds four through seven. And most of our audience on the text line says we'll be lucky to get a fifth rounder for Pitts.
That's how I feel.
Right.
I just, you know, and again, you know, these teams, they're trying to make sure they get as much value in return. Hey, more on this coming up. We'll ask B-Mac about it as well. He's going to join us at 3:20. Bryant McFadden, of course, NFL analyst for CBS, as he joins us on Fridays. Also coming up, we're going to talk more about our Braves. And speaking of the Braves, at least we got one last night, Mike, before we get into our daily download. I didn't know what to expect after losing that second game and Smith-Schauber going down. He's now, you know, out at least 15 days, maybe longer. We'll see.
But at least we hit the ball in that third game last night, and we got some runs, and I just felt a little bit better. Riley had a really good game, and Albies is on fire right now. For everything that we said about him struggling, and guys are asking me, is it time to have this conversation about Albies? It is, and it was. He has completely turned this thing around as of late.
Right. The hit streak continues. As we said yesterday, talking with our man Grant McCauley, it's not all doom and gloom. Yesterday it was nice to see Chris Sale just get up there dealing and see some clutch hitting. So, you know, again, it's early days, but there is that sort of eye test thing that you and I have talked about a few times where, man, you know, Matt Olson had a couple of nice hits. Can he build on that? Speaking of which, we've been crushing Matt Olson the last couple of days. But to lose A.J. Smith-Shawver, that's another thing you can add to your laundry list at the trade deadline.
Yes.
Now, Bryce Elder was dealing. And it was – I never thought – remember I said to you a couple of weeks ago, never thought I'd feel bad about Bryce Elder going back to Gwinnett. But he really did kind of find that happy medium. He doesn't have overpowering stuff, but he was effective, getting the ground balls, pitching to the right kind of contact. So hopefully he can get back up and be in that same mix. Grant says he's in a good headspace. So unlike some other guys who have been on that constant yo-yo, Carl, from the big club down to Gwinnett, that Elder is hopefully able to handle it and be in the game and do some stuff because he's going to have to.
Red Sox in town, by the way. If you're wondering, where do we go from here? That series today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then Monday's going to be an off day for the Braves, and they'll get back to it on Tuesday, June 3rd, as the D-backs come into town. And this is where the schedule gets a little bit tougher. We talked about this with Grant. Like, you know, the teams – I'm not saying that, you know, we're supposed to be clobbering teams because we really haven't clobbered anybody. But teams that are above 500, teams that are in the mix, the D-backs are a good club. We'll see what we do against the Red Sox tonight. But that series starts, and we'll get more into it. All right, Dom's back at the studio. He's doing all the things. Poll questions up, by the way, as we mentioned. Dukes and Bell 929 in regards to Kyle Pitts. Go vote. Right now, though, let's get to the Daily Download. Oh, it's the Eastern Conference Finals. The Knicks stay alive. And Dom back at the studio. Can we hear Jalen Brunson talking about responding? And then on, you know, matching Halliburton. Mike, what did you think of Tyrese Halliburton last night?
Now you see him, now you don't. The bright lights of Broadway. I really expected more. We'll hear the soundbite coming up. But they asked Siakam about it. You can close these guys out, man. What's up with that? And Siakam gave, like, the Manson lamps. He was, like, staring down the writer from Indianapolis on that. But, you know, opportunities to do your thing, and they were really listless, especially in the second half.
They did respond. I thought their defensive intensity was off the charts, man. And look, if they play that way for the next three games, they could get to the finals.
And if Cat can give you the baseline of 25, yep, then yeah, more like you did in game three, certainly. And you know, when push comes to shove, the refs will give you the calls there, Knicks, because NBA don't want to see no Indian Oklahoma City.
Let's hear Jalen Brunson on responding to the call.
Just happy the way we responded, honestly. Yeah, we came out and we had some energy in the way we played, and I was very proud of what we did. You know, we just got to replicate it in the first quarter of the next game and then continue to build on that.
111-94 was the final score. It felt more than that. But you go from 32-15-12, which is what Halliburton did,
right,
to 8 points and six assists. You were absent. And you deserve all the criticism that Mike and I have been giving Ant-Man. If we're not shooting enough and certainly not showing up for the T-Wolves, we'll see what he does in this next game. But that was a letdown.
And when they were looking for some spark, again, Carl and I spent a lot of time on this. Half-court offense advantage Knicks when it's regular half-court. Transition offense into that's advantage Pacers. But Nesmith, 1 for 5 from
yes,
three. And that's kind of like some of their secret sauce. All the guys, Obi Toppin, 0 for 4 from three. So just their bench wasn't where it's usually been, other than Mathurin, who came in. Benedict Mathurin with 23 last night. But, yeah, the Knicks don't even have anything like that kind of bench depth. So then you get into going back to Indianapolis and then the fatigue factor. And can the Pacers just run them out of the gym coming up this weekend?
Here's Brunson talking about trying to match Tyrese Halliburton.
I mean, I bashed against the wall. And so I wasn't thinking I need to play better than him. I was just thinking I need to help my team win. That's my mindset every time I'm on the court, just help my team win.
So, Mike, let's talk about the Siakam thing real quick, because you felt like he was out of line?
Well, I mean, it wasn't like a bad question. I mean, the thing is, everyone is so soft. You know, you ask a basic question, why didn't you guys close out the Knicks? Where was your intensity? And then they immediately say, well, this is the same creepy writer that got banned from covering the Fever.
Right, that's
and
right.
Caitlin Clark,
yeah.
I thought it was a decent question, but Siakam took it somewhere else.
Did he ask, who's this guy?
Yes.
He asked that question? I mean, seriously. Like, there's a room full of media. You're in the Eastern Conference Finals. This is a national room filled with people from all different kinds of publications, and you got the audacity, Siakam, that is. Who is this guy?
Yeah, I mean, Greg Doyle asked Siakam how it wasn't possible to play hard enough in an elimination game. Siakam answered, so he didn't bring enough energy and they needed to be better. But then, you know, later on, the stare down, if you will. I mean, and again, it's just so funny. Guys are just, you know, this is a non-story.
Correct.
You know, but everybody is so soft. The media is soft. The players are soft. But it just turned into a thing. And then everybody immediately starts attacking the guy that asked the question because apparently he asked a question which nobody got the joke to when he was talking to Caitlin Clark.
All right, Dom, can I hear the Siakam talking about they played harder than us? I don't think this is the exchange that we're discussing, but you can go see it. It's out there on social media. And I just, to Mike's point, like, dude, you lost. Now you're questioning the integrity of some of these reporters. And again, do I think that guy is a creep? Yeah, because what he did to Caitlin Clark was weird. But at the end of the day, either answer the question or get up and leave. Take your fine and don't answer the question. Here's Siakam.
They played harder than us, I think. I think they play harder than us. You know, loose balls, like rebounds, like all that. We got to be able to win that battle.
And they did that in the previous game. They didn't do it last night.
The entire exchange, there's a lot to you talk about, like Siakam, you know, we just didn't bring the effort. He goes, how's that possible? Siakam, what do you mean? How is it possible not to play hard enough in game five? And that's what
it's
he just answered.
It's a great follow-up.
And then Doyle goes, my point is that you're saying you got out-fought. And Siakam says that happens in a game. That's basketball. Doyle goes, in game five of the NBA Finals, you're good. You good, bro? You looking for something? I know, but damn. And that was it. And then Doyle, I just want to know. And then Siakam goes, no, but I'm telling you, though. I told you. I don't know what you want me to tell you. And Doyle goes, why don't you tell me how? That's all I'm asking for. So, yes, the reporter was being a reporter. And, yes, he was being a bit of a pain in the arse. Very Mike Lupica-like line of questioning.
Yes, it was.
But, yeah, he just at one point he just basically stopped and stared him down.
All right, man.
I think it's more about Doyle's creepy rep. Turn this into no one backing Doyle up on a valid question.
No, that's fair. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Chris Sale reaches 2,500 strikeouts. Braves beat the Phillies 9-3 in a doubleheader split. I would have liked to have won that first game. Maybe we do if A.J. Smith-Sharver doesn't get injured. Mike, I mean, you know, earlier we saw
or if Daysbell Hernandez doesn't suck.
Oh, that's true, too. Harris saves a home run. There were lots of things that happened in that second game we didn't win. We won last night 9-3, and the Phillies won the afternoon game 5-4. Either way, Chris Sale, nice, man. 6 innings, 8 strikeouts. This is what we're talking about. Get to those quality starts, Spencer Strider, who, again, I say is not back, but which is what we're going to need. He becomes the 40th pitcher in Major League Baseball history to get to 2,500 strikeouts, joining Clayton Kershaw and Verlander and Max Scherzer as the only active pitchers to do it.
As we said, Ozzie continuing to do his thing. Hopefully Matt Olson's starting to stir a little bit, making better contact. Alves had a home run.
Yes, he did.
The exit velocity was only 94 and change.
Okay,
Carl.
Wait a minute. Are you going to say that his exit velocity was not enough?
Hey, shout out to Mark Bowman, who gave me a shout out last night on Twitter. He goes, as my pal Mike Bell says, hit them where they ain't. And anyway, it was kind of funny because for those who didn't hear the exchange, we've been going on and off of this for a couple of days now. Other than when I said something about a certain ESPN baseball analyst, I've never had this much flack on Twitter. It's my baseball nerds are like another
nerds level.
Because, I mean, remember, when I said we don't need nets and screens, I said just if it's, you know, if you're sitting on third
protect
sit
the fans.
To the right of your son or daughter. If you're sitting on first base, sit to the left of your son or daughter. And then just pay attention. Oh, no. With these exit velocities, it would be murder. You know, I mean, I used to be able to sit behind the dugout and not have a freaking net in front of me. Like, I'm literally all of a sudden on Wicked Tuna. You know, but anyway, that's the way we watch baseball. That got some response. But this analytics crap, so I was joking around, and some guys didn't get the joke. I'm like, yes, it's a home run, but what was the exit velo?
Yeah. Well, you mean people not getting a joke on Twitter?
Shocking.
On social media?
No, but these nerds are insufferable. But anyway, the point being, exit velocity is a bunch of crap. Yes, I mean, the math would say if you hit it harder, you're more likely to get a hit. But you can also hit a ball 94 miles an hour off the bat, like Ozzie did last night, and get a freaking home run.
Yeah, home run, drove in 3. Luke Williams had a pair of RBI for the Braves. And the good news is we snapped a 3-game losing skid. So, Zach Wheeler had been dealing, by the way, coming into this game last night. He gave up six
and
runs.
Yeah, he was 6-1 going into the game.
6-2 now, and he gave up six runs. So that's a positive for the Braves heading into the series with the Red Sox.
Lucas Giolito, his ERA is 5.27.
You remember when Chris wanted us to go get Giolito?
Yeah.
Huh? You remember that?
Chris's show is Chris's show. He'll talk about it tonight.
A few years ago, he was like, I don't know why we don't get to go get this guy. He's a bump. Yeah, let's just say
it's been media. You know, the guy, well, don't get me started. There was a guy that we traded to the Angels. Remember we got Soler off the books?
Oh, yeah.
He actually wound up doing some things with the Mets. Eastbound and down, Grant Holmes, everybody's favorite Kenny Powers lookalike tonight. Braves, by the way, they are, what, a plus 115. Sox are plus, so no one, Vegas has limited confidence in both pitchers, but basically it's plus 115. That's not bad. Bet $100 and you're making a little piece of action right there.
Giolito's through, by the way, 7 scoreless innings in his last outing, gave up 6 hits. But last time he faced the Braves, for those who don't remember, this is why I said he's a bum, in May. This is May 17th. He was knocked out of the game after allowing 6 runs, Mike, and he gave up 3 home runs against us.
Right.
So we can hit him. And that's why I say that. We've owned him. That was 4 innings of work. We'll see what happens tonight in that matchup. Hey, real quick, Stanley Cup Finals rematch. It should be entertaining as heck when we see what we get from the Oilers and the Panthers. Who do you like, by the way, NHL Finals? Stanley
I
Cup.
Think the Oilers get them. I thought that was one of the best Stanley Cup Finals last year.
It was.
I got a bunch of – I used to have Panthers tickets way back when. The year of the rat car. Remember 97? They went up against the Avalanche. But I do like – I think this is going to be a 7-game series. But I think Connor McDavid and Draisaitl, they got really embarrassed. And their coach, they were on fumes in game 7. I think Edmonton gets it. I'm going to say Edmonton in 6.
Okay.
How about that? But I think this is a rock'em sock'em. This is like Islanders, Oilers. This is good stuff. This is good hockey, man. These guys, it's style makes the fight, and this is a great matchup.
It is.
Stars coach blew it by taking out Ottinger last night. Pulled the goalie after just 2 goals. I think that's I mean, even though they got a little rhythm going, I think that just shows you're panicking behind the bench.
Yeah. Stars fans are hot. You know a lot of them there in Dallas, and they thought they had a real shot maybe to get to the Stanley Cup Finals, and they feel like their coaching let them down, no doubt about it. All right, guys, we're coming back. 4th and 1 is on the way. Also, we're going to get a chance to talk to B-Mac this upcoming hour. 3:20, he's going to join us. We'll talk to him about what he thinks about this Kyle Pitts story next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.